This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new ice cream parlor that focuses on using farm-fresh ingredients opens in Queen Village.
All the ideas that have been running in my head for the past year, I've kind of kept inside. So it's been nice to finally see things come to fruition.
And they have an in-house baker who collaborates with them on their flavors.
There's like an apple pie streusel right now that is something we're doing with cinnamon ice cream and apple pie, and it's phenomenal.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets in Queen Village at 618 South 5th Street at the newly opened Cuzzy's Ice Cream Parlor, and I'm with the man himself, Cuzzy Angiolillo. So you just recently opened this new place here in this neighborhood. What inspired you to open?
What inspired me to open was definitely the need to give people a product that makes them happy, right? I continued to make ice cream last year, and kind of the mission was to essentially open up my, I have a bay window in my home, and I was just going to make everything out of my kitchen and kind of open the bay window, maybe put a little bistro set outside and drop out some affogatos or just some scoops to the neighbors. And fast forward maybe 3-4 months afterwards, someone reached out to me with the spot, and it took me a few no's to get the yes out of me. So we now, been for the past 7 months, have been working on the space and the concept of Cuzzy's, and here we are. So.
You have a little bit of ice cream experience, yes?
And I have a little bit of ice cream experience, yes.
So tell me about that.
So I worked at an ice cream company prior for 2 years. We were based out of Kensington, and we sold ice cream every which way. The experience comes from music, which is actually a big part of the roots. So how I got into ice cream was by playing the piano. And started a relationship, which led me to the experience of making ice cream, which led me to something that I love. So another door opens, you know, to another door.
So you met someone through piano playing that was into ice cream?
Yes, was in the cooking. So kind of started this side project with ice cream, and started alongside, kind of just asked if needed any help, and yeah, he did so. And then we kind of just hit the ground running after the pandemic hit.
Pandemic was a big time for ice cream.
Huge time for ice cream, yeah. So it was essentially, it gave something for people to look forward to, and what doesn't make people, you know, like happy in a time of sadness better than ice cream. So yeah, it was good.
So you worked with a company called 1-900 Ice Cream. You were not the owner of that.
No, I was not.
And that kind of gave you a taste, another taste for it?
Yes. It led me to an interest, you know, at something that I wound up loving. Yeah, so it's funny how the way the universe works, right?
So where does the name Cuzzy come from? That's your name.
That's my name.
Your nickname?
Yes. So Cuzzy comes from, actually, a friend of mine. His dad's the mailman, and he kind of named me Cuzzy when I was two. Just, yo, Cuzzy, and stuck. And my dad...
Is that like, hey, cousin?
No, it's separate, because, so Cuzzy was kind of everybody, like, oh, Cuzzy, like, is a thing in South Philly. But my dad then started writing in, like, my baseball hats when I played t-ball. You know, there used to be people of the same name. So when you put your hat down to go bat, he used to put Cuzzy underneath so that you would know whose hat it was. And then it just literally stuck. Everybody called me Cuzzy from then on and here.
So now you're Cuzzy.
And now I'm Cuzzy.
And you have Cuzzy's Ice Cream Parlor.
And now I have Cuzzy's Ice Cream Parlor.
So what makes a scoop shop different than other ice cream scoop shops?
I would say that the flavors aren't too far out of reach, but close enough for comfort that you can come and get something reliable, but maybe a little shaken up. And also, I think that it's cool for people to come and try everything. You know, people are a little scared to try samples, but I think that's part of the experience. You know, you want to come and taste something that you never had, or if pistachio tastes different than the pistachio that you're used to, we throw in a little anise biscotti, which is like something that is true to the roots of, like, my mom used to always bake biscotti when we were younger. So throw that in the pistachio, and it's kind of like a blend of all my worlds, you know? So we kind of want to do a higher level, but a more comprehensive, like, ice cream. Yeah, not too out of like pocket.
Not too fancy.
Yeah, not too fancy, but familiar.
So what are some of your favorite flavors?
I would say the pistachio is a staple. And also the brown butter one is like, I'd say, an adult classic, right? People come, they're like, oh my God, I haven't seen butter pecan in so long, right? So you just kind of want to play a little twist. Like you eat it and you're like, wait, this isn't butter pecan that I know of, right? This is like a little bit different. So it feels more like it's unique to the space. I also would say that the seasonal flavors are going to be a huge part of this. I'm working with a great baker. Her name's Dominique, and she comes from a very prestigious background. So she's been helping a lot with the baked goods, and she's also from South Philly, so she comes from the same cloth, and she understands the vernacular of the spot, and yeah, we all work pretty well together.
You talked to me before we started recording about wanting to make the scoop shop feel like a deli.
Yes. So the whole purpose is that you come in and you see my friend Santo and Olivia as well. We're all friends here, so, you know, it should feel like a safe space and a place that when I grew up, every corner that we hung out with was a deli. So you would get $5 from one of my parents, you know, and that would last you the day. You go, you get your Huggy, you get a bag of chips, you get maybe a ham and cheese sandwich, and it lasts you the whole day. $5 would be a stretch. So it's essentially the same thing. We have candy here for 25 cents, you know, some old nostalgic candy that we used to love, like Santo and I going into these corner stores, and like you don't really see them anymore. So
what kind of candy?
So he's the candy connoisseur, but we just have some like pops, the chiclets, the old things that like you haven't really seen in a while. And we want to have a conversation with people. It's not just a grab and go thing. We want to talk to you. How's your day? Where are you from? Are you from the neighborhood? Is it that you like? We want to know the names. We want to know the faces the same way that you would get treated. Like if you go into the deli, they know whose son you are, you know, like, oh, your little son, how are you? I'll give you a piece of, so the same way, you know,
I'll give you a piece of gum.
I'll give you the huggy today and we'll call it a day. So maybe you get a free sandwich and it makes your day, you know, it makes you feel better. You go throughout your day. Now, like you start the day at the deli, you got your lunch, and now you move on. You got the bullshit for a little. It's like a 15 minute break from reality, you know?
Yeah. Run into some friends.
And that's essentially all that this is, right? It's like when you come here, you're always going to run into somebody that you know.
So you want people that live in the neighborhood to know you and come back to you.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially families. That's a really big thing. We wanted to make this very family oriented so that you come here and you feel safe as well. And you want to bring your kids here. The kids, Santo actually has a big bag of Pokemon cards that he's giving out to all the kids to come by, and they go crazy for it.
You know kids.
We know the kids. We know.
You know what? You know the key to their heart is Pokemon cards.
Right, but also like a big part of our mission is that, like, you know, you don't want to lose that. When you get to a certain age, you lose a sense of your childhood, and like, you know, you don't. We're adults, but we're not so much adults, right? Like, we don't want to grow too serious, you know? You got to keep the childlike mind. I think it's healthy for us, and it just keeps a quality of life just way better, you know? We want to kind of project that to everyone who's coming in here that, you know, this is a fun, free place, and bring out the child in you and get some ice cream, make you happy.
So why open in the fall heading into the winter?
Just the way the timeline kind of played out, yeah. So I started this project in February, and it was kind of a timeline to see how fast we can get it done, if we can get it done by August. And I've been telling people 2 weeks since July, so it's we wanted to get open for the summer, but it's okay. It's a good time to open up because we'll have the momentum of being a new business, and then by the summertime, we'll have our feet a little wet, and we'll know what a busy day feels like come summer. So
yeah,
I'm not too upset about it.
So tell me about your ice cream operation.
Here.
Yeah, here.
So that's something that we're figuring out. That was part of the why I kind of was going to push the interview, because who knows really, right? This whole business is a blank slate from the jump. Never knew how it was going to turn out. I didn't know the people that we were going to meet, or I didn't know much about operating a business neither, or like where the brand was going to go. So this thing is a complete blank slate for us, and just kind of putting the pen to the paper and seeing where it leads us, you know, and seeing.
So you're making ice cream here,
yeah.
And you're figuring out your flavors, figuring out your quantities.
So I've been working on these flavors for probably like 3 months now, just getting them all together so that we had a solid foundation for the opening. And that's where we're at now, just keeping the flavors the way they were, even though I'm starting to get a little bit tired of making them, and the baker's been yelling at me, but we're going to stay with this menu for a little while, and then come December, we're going to change up for a winter and seasonal flavors. Like right now, we have a Concord grape, super seasonal, right? So maybe in a few weeks or so, we'll change the seasonality of the sorbet. That's going to be pretty constantly changing. The menu's also going to be rotating like monthly. 3 or 4 flavors we'll keep as staples, but the rest we're going to be Yeah.
And you talked about candy. You're going to be throwing those into the ice cream too?
Trying to keep it no candy in the ice cream.
So you're keeping the candy and the ice cream separate.
Separate, yep. Mm-hmm.
So you got candy, ice cream, and Pokemon cards.
Yeah, candy, ice cream, Pokemon cards, yeah. So everything's also locally sourced. That's a big part of our thing. We're getting all of our produce locally sourced. The milk actually is also from Taquama, PA. So we're trying to maintain everything that feels like us and the, like, you know, like home.
So the ice cream is fresh and fresh made.
We have the milk and we have the fresh baked goods that Dominique is providing.
Those are separate, not going into the ice cream?
They're going into the ice cream. Yes. So there's like an apple pie streusel right now that is something we're doing with cinnamon ice cream and apple pie, and it's phenomenal. So we're just putting like a nice cinnamon ice cream, not too cinnamony, but like warm enough. And then we're throwing some apple pie in there so you get, but it's like a meal almost, you know? We want to keep the scoops like you come here to get this, you've never had it, and it's like unique to the spot. So let's say like vanilla, for instance, right? That's like one of the simplest flavors you think, but vanilla is actually like super complex. So we are using two different vanilla beans, one from Madagascar and one from Tahiti. So we're kind of doing this blend of vanilla, which actually takes us probably longer than any other flavor to make. We roast the beans and we're infusing them in the vanilla. Then we're steeping them for like 24 hours. And then you have the floralness from this Tahiti bean. And then you also have this warmth from Madagascar. So it's like kind of a vanilla that you never had, right? It's a new experience for vanilla, but don't sleep on the vanilla, you know? So that's another thing, right? So it's like, it seems simple, but it's not. Because people try the vanilla, like, ooh, this is like, this is the best vanilla, you know? Like, yeah, that's cool. I love to hear that, you know? And then the chocolate, right? I'm not too big a chocolate guy, but sometimes people go a little overboard with chocolate fudge and the brownie. So I just like a nice chocolate cake, almost like when it's part of the ice cream, right? It's just smashed in there and you get it if you do it like with every lick. It's not like just a big fudgy takes away from the chocolate ice cream. It's a cohesive part of the ice cream. And then, let's see, what else do we have? Pistachio, the sorbet, oh, and the banana. So the banana is really top. That's my favorite. The banana we're doing with, essentially, fuyatine is like a wafer, essentially. So you know the pyraline straws that you get in the tin? So I just like recreated the pyraline, and then we added like a nice peanut butter shell, and it's just like the best ever. It's like a peanut butter wafer, like a banana peanut butter wafer. It's perfect.
So the ice cream is like banana and peanut butter?
So the ice cream is banana, and then we add
the
pyraline crunchies, yeah, that are in there.
Homemade, so it's not really pyraline, it's like yours.
Exactly, and there's about 40 bananas that go into like one batch of banana ice cream. It takes us 72 hours to make. So that's like a one that has been going pretty quick, but we almost can't make enough of it. You know, it takes a long time.
And coffee ice cream too?
Yes, so the coffee ice cream is going to be very special. So we plan on working with a lot of local cafes who kind of roast their own beans. Right now we work with a company called Moonraker. They're wizards. Ed and Liam over there, but they've been supplying us with beans thus far, as well as our friends over at Persimmon Cafe. And they had a pop-up at the bike shop right around the corner, South Philly Bike Shop. And Kai is a good friend, and they're doing something really special in Fishtown with their space and their coffee. So there's a lot of good people, and Herman's Matt, he's also somebody that I plan to work with. He's helped immensely with this whole process.
So are you gonna be also selling coffee as well as coffee ice cream? But you're doing affogato, right?
Yes, we're gonna be doing affogato. That's something that's gonna come very soon. We would love to have affogatos come in the wintertime, so we can maybe do like an eggnog ice cream, who knows, with a little bit of espresso over the top. I think that's something that will really bring people in. We want to have coffee just as much a focal point as ice cream, so we're gonna see how it plays. But right now, just trying to keep my eggs in one basket and not go too many other avenues right now.
So right now you're just doing the coffee ice cream, and soon you'll venture into coffee affogato, other stuff.
Yes, and then we're thinking about doing this is a concept, who knows if it'll really happen. I might say this and it's hot air, but these like frappuccino menu that could be really specific to ice cream paired with the coffee, and we'll maybe give you like a really cool frappuccino,
like a coffee ice cream pairing.
Yeah, like almost like a milkshake, you know, like a frappuccino milkshake or something. So maybe if there's a banana and coffee is actually really good, so it's like if there's some banana ice cream left over, we'll make some milkshakes that day, or frappuccinos. We'll throw some ice cream and coffee together, and we'll make special from it. So, yeah.
You sound very excited. I love that.
I'm super excited about all of this. Yeah, all the ideas that have been running in my head for the past year, I've kind of kept inside. So it's been nice to finally see things come to fruition.
What are you most excited about now being open in your own shop?
I'm excited to see what the future holds. I'm excited to see how the brand's going to grow and the people who are going to come along the way and the projects that we're going to pick up. We'd like to be a staple in the community. This is a very communal place. You have Lorenzo's, Jim's, you know, P's and Q's been here for 10 years. They just had their anniversary. Totem, Suplex, there's all establishments. My friend Jules, he has a spot. We grew up yard to yard. He has a vintage frame shop down the street. So it's really like all of these people that we grew up around are now like opening these businesses and we all know one another, you know. It's pretty cool. Like, I've been going to P's and Q's since they had Abacus 15 years ago in Chinatown, and they open on South Street, and they do amazing things. So it'd be cool to collaborate with other companies as well and bring ice cream into the mix, you know, because it's like, how could we combine all of our worlds, you know?
Now they're your peers.
Now they're our peers, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. It's cool, yeah, it's super cool. And that's the coolest part about this whole thing. Like, that's essentially another reason why I wanted to do this. It's because there's a whole creative side of the brand that I would say is very important to this. We have two characters who I kind of came up with, my cousin and I, one of which is a pint that she created around, I guess, me. People think it emulates, you know, it's kind of representation of me. And then I wanted to do a Calvin and Hobbes type thing, so we have another character called Brain Freeze, and he's the counter to the...
Oh, we got Cuzzy and Brain Freeze.
Cuzzy and Brain Freeze. But it's, I don't know, we didn't name the first character, but yeah, let's just say for the lack of...
Well, you've got the pint with the eyes on the front door.
Yeah, yes, yes. Uh-huh. So my aunt actually made this mascot costume as well that's in there. I don't know if you saw it, but...
Yeah, and on the chair.
Yeah, she's been working on it for 3 months, and one of the soft openings was this South Street Headhouse, and she just came in, didn't tell anybody that she was a mascot, and like just made that by herself for the past 3 months. Just, yeah. And now it's been like, people love it. They're putting it on, they're like taking photos with it. The kids love it. It's been cool.
What are your expectations over the coming weeks, months, the year?
This is a busy week. So this is grand opening, right? So we didn't expect as many people to be here for the grand opening as there were. So we have no idea what to expect. We don't know. We have no idea. I can't imagine. It's the winter time, you know? So it's like, it's hard to predict when people are coming out, like if we're going to take a hit for the season out, or like a seasonal product, or if it's going to be just something that keeps moving, you know? I don't know.
I think people like ice cream.
People love ice cream, right? It's because in the summer, we're going to also have hot chocolate as well. So we're going to switch it up. We're going to also try to do like an industry Monday where maybe we have some pairings with other pastry chefs in the area or cafes. A lot of friends who own cafes, and they have been super helpful throughout this whole process as well. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we might see Cuzzy's ice cream in other cafes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
And right now you offer scoops and pints?
Scoops and pints. Yep.
Uh-huh. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Cuzzy Angiolillo is the owner of Cuzzy's Ice Cream Parlor here at 618 South 5th Street in Queen Village. Congratulations, Cuzzy.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.